year. Today's year for Super Gaming. We're taking the beautiful hills of the land, believe it or not, on the way to Meron, to Shemar Chai, to Kever, who probably authored some of the halachas that we'll be learning about today. And here we go. Simon Kufnun Tes, Sif Ches. But what you have to realize here, my friends, is this is going to be a tough one. So we'll give a little bit of an intro. Here the Shulchan Aruch is going to present the machlokas, whether immersing one's hands, putting your hands in water that's contained in a kli, is an effective way of washing one's hands. The chomer position, you guys know what the chomer is? Hopefully you do. The chomer position maintains, as we'll see, that for Netilas Yadayim to be effective, the water must be poured by human force, koach gavra, and immersing one's hand in a kli, in a utensil of water, does not involve the movement of the water by human force. It's not koach gavra. The makel position, the lenient position, contends that there is no requirement that the water should be poured by human force, by koach gavra, in this sense. The only requirement is that the washing should be done with a kli. When a person sticks his hands in a kli, he has made his hands tahor with a kli. The Shulchan means that in a shasat chak situation, he doesn't have another kli, or he cannot lift this kli, right? It's a big, heavy, huge kli. You can rely on the kula position. If one, relying on this kula position, we'll see, and then the opportunity comes to wash one's hand in the regular way, so he should wash his hands with or without a bracha. Without a bracha, we'll see. Everyone follow that? Hope you did. Now, Mr. Brura, we're going to see Sifkat Nundalit, when he is going to present the rationale behind the chomer position, he gives two svaras why sticking your hands in water contained in a kli is ineffective. The first svar is what we said above, that the Tilas Yadayim requires the water to be propelled by human force, and if one immerses his hands in the water, it was not propelled by human force, by koach gavra. He gives another reason. After the Tilas Yadayim is parallel to the manner of washing hands performed by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and if the Kohanim merely stuck their hands, immersed their hands in the kior, any Kohanim on this man here? If the Kohanim just stuck their hands in the kior, the washing would be ineffective. So what's the nafka mina? We'll see these two explanations. One is, if a kli is mostly full and one sticks his hands into the airspace of the kli and with his elbows bangs the kli, causing the water to move and cover his hands, according to the first position, it will be okay. Since his elbow caused the water to move, according to the first position, the tila was effective. But according to the second one, it's not going to be effective. It's not going to be effective. With this intro, we should be able to zip through this Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. We're doing it this way because we don't have the time. We got to make sure we finish before we hit Meron. So here we go. Im hechnis yada of l'toch kli shal mayim. A person goes ahead and sticks his hands in the kli of water. So he's doing something very interesting. He's sticking his hands into a kli of water. And what does he do? V'shichshech yadav b'hem. And he moves his hand around in it. Im ha-kli mechuba l'karka. If the kli is attached to the ground, it's not going to be a good netila. Then eino mechuba l'karka. And what if it's not attached to the ground? So that's where we're going to have this machlokas. Yesh omrim sha'olso lo netila. Is the first opinion that it's going to be good. Yesh omrim, and the other opinion says it's not going to be good because you're not pouring the water on your hands. No koach gavra. V'shas adchak yachol l'smoch al divrei amatir. In a shas adchak situation, under tremendous duress with no other choice, and you're starving and you got to eat your bread, you can be mekel. If achak kach is damein ol itol v'derech natila, but if afterwards the opportunity arose while you're still eating the bread to actually wash properly, no tell you should wash below bracha. Out a bracha. So, what does the Mishnah Berurah say about this? So, back to the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan nun aleph.
Im hichnis yadam. You put your hands into a kli that was attached to the ground. So he says here, aktim ksas. I have a little bit of akdama here. Say, did we give akdama? The Mishnah Berurah feels the need to give akdama. Kedei sheyuvan devar hasif. So we gave an intro to the intro, and the Mishnah Berurah is giving the intro. In order to explain the sif, the Mishnah Berurah himself, if he does this once in a while, gives an intro. So, and that's as follows. The majority of poskim, osrin the aser, litvol yadav, to tovel your hands, in a kli, bimkom netila, instead of doing netila. That is the way most of the poskim hold. Most of the poskim hold, you can't dip your hands into the kli. You're going to be moving your hands around the kli. Mishum, why? The sphere of because they hold, the ba'inan benetila, kalach gavra. They hold us, what do you require in netila? Kalach gavra, the human force. It's not just the kli, as we said. It's also you need that human force to pour the water from the kli onto the hand. That's what you need for netila. The mayim should come al yadav on his hands, mikolach adam, from the power and the force of a person. Sheshoter chalei, he pours it on either himself or someone else. The chadorim of that we said earlier. What's the svara of hamakilin? Was that the svara of those that are mekel? Mishum disvir, because they hold lo boi kolach shofech. You do not require the kolach of the one who's pouring al yadav. The rak sheyito mekli. The only requirement, according to this opinion, is that you have washed from a kli, the lachain. Therefore, tefila b'socho, the tefila in such a kli, chashuv lehu, according to this opinion, it's chashuv kimo netila mimena, like a netila from the kli. Lundays, lo also lo netila, the netila will not be a good netila if the kli was attached to the ground. I know, that is. Afla osan the tefila, even according to those that hold the tefila b'chli k'netila, even according to the opinion holds, you're allowed to go wash your hands to suda by dipping your hands in a kli. Hecha shechiber akli lakaka. If the kli has been attached to the ground, gara, it's worse. The nira de balahachsher mitam tefila k'mo b'mikvah, because it looks like you're trying to be mashing your hands based on tefila in a mikvah. Utevila b'shu'uvin leka. And tzvila, by shu'uvin will not work. By imbra lachas. He said like this. If it was a regular kli, so he holds that you could do netila by sticking your hand in the kli. But if the kli is attached to the ground, then it's giving the appearance of doing tzvila sedayim. And that is not good if it's water in a kli. Water that was drawn in a kli. So therefore, even the shikli holds that you could dip your hands and immerse your hands in the kli for netila sedayim, will not allow it if the kli is in the ground. Nun gimel, yesh omrim sha'olsa. There are those that say that it will be good if you stick your hands and you immerse your hands in a kli. So lo beinim mayim, and you don't need that much water. You don't need a. You don't, in this case, according to this opinion, you don't need a mikvah. You don't need memsa. All you need is elikashir revius. Because what are you doing here? You're doing netila. The netila mamish chashuv. According to this opinion, this is the equivalent of netila. And how much you need for netila? A revius, not memsa. For mikvah, you need nefsa. The koach shofech, the hilu, and according to this opinion, you don't require the koach of the shofech. The lo be'inan, the tzvizadayim, you don't need koach gavra of the shofech, of the one pouring, just that it emanates from the kli. Which it did, you stuck your hand in the kli. Nun dalid, v'yesh omrim, adiz acholek. And they hold, you can dip your hands when you're doing tevila. But for netila means koach gavra. That it's not only coming from the kli, but it was poured from someone else, or from yourself, onto your hand. But that's what he poured, like a cup. Afilu yesh behem arboim sa'. And according to this opinion, even if you have 40 sa' in a kli, you can't dip your hands in there. What's the reason? Yishum deva'inan kalach shofech. Because when you're dealing with a kli, you don't have a mikvah. And the kli requires the kalach gavra, the kalach of one pouring it. She'yipen al yadayim dafkin. It should be a kalach of someone pouring water onto the hands. The Chadam Lalik, he said earlier, the Gam, and now he's giving the second reason that we gave in the intro. Another reason, the Medamina Mekidosh Yadayim the Mikdash, as compared to the Tilas Yadayim in the Mikdash, the Kohen did, the Kaimalan, when we hold the Puzzle, Litbo, the Yadayim, it's Puzzle for a Kohen to dip his hands, Betol HaKior, in the Kior that he used to wash his Yadayim or Glayim from, the East, like we see in Zvachim. Okay? So that was a Nafkamina, the Nafkamina we saw in such a scenario, as we said, would be if you have a big kli and you stick your hands in a kli, But you could go ahead and you could, with your elbows, move the kli around, and that would be kaf gavra, and it would be good according to the first opinion. It doesn't allow it, but it won't be good according to the second opinion, because the kior had to actually have been poured on your, had to have actually been poured on your hand, but going ahead and moving the kli around with your elbows did not suffice. Nun hei, v'shas et chak, in a dire circumstances, kigon she'ein lo kli acheres. What does it mean? There is no other kli around. Uklizu eina yachola yachol letaltala. And this kli that the water is imported to, you can't move. It's too big. It's too heavy. So now, what are you going to do? You got to eat. Or you got to bread. You're going to starve. What are you going to do? So then you'd be able to go ahead and do it. Then Vav, she says yachol lismaych. So you can go ahead. In the Shabbat Chag, you can rely on these matirim. The Taz Hevi Hashem Hashal de Cholek Alzeh. However, the Taz brings that the Marshal says, under no circumstances can you rely on this other opinion, and that you cannot even b'shachar chak dip your hands in a kli. The Daito and he holds the gam chak, even in a shachar chak situation, ain't a smoke alzeh. The call up poskim cholkin alzeh, because all the majority of poskim are cholek on this position. The chay mashav agra, this also is mashav the gra, that you cannot rely on this position. Even her chak to dip your hands in a kli, even if the kli can't move, maybe you don't have a good small kli. The nira, the afilu, then he goes as follows. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives his own opinion. The nira, the afilu, misha yirtze lismoch mishas atzchak lahakel k'divrei shulchan aruch. Even if you want to go and rely on the shulchan aruch and be makel in the shas atzchak situation by dipping your hands in the kli, mikol makom lo yivarech al netilazu. You should not go ahead and make a bracha on this netila, because so many are against. Umatzati shame b'shegam hagraz. You know who the graz was? Who was the graz? Not the grizz. The graz was Shulchan Aruch Harav. Who was the Shulchan Aruch Harav? Anyone? Shulchan Aruch Harav was the Baal Tanya. Yes, believe it or not, he was a Pesach. The Chai Adam Miskimu. The Chai Adam Miskimu came. And the Chai Adam also is masking to dip your hands, but don't make a bracha. Old kasu, and not only that, it's really old like a shulchan aruch l'chumra, because if you have to eat, even in that scenario where you dip your hands in, the yochal az meat, how should you eat? Al yidei sheyichrof yadav amapa, by wrapping your hands in some type of paper towel, some type of towel or something like that, and your hand is covered when you eat it. We'll see. That's what you do. In a real shas v'chai situation where you have to eat and you have nothing, no water, what that means, no water, no kli, or whatever, we'll see. Nun zayin. Noto below bracha, you make a... So not only don't you make a bracha, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, and according to the Graz, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Chai Adam, if you're being machmir like the Shulchan Aruch to dip your hands in such a kli, but not only don't you make a bracha when you dip your hands in that kli, what happens afterwards if you do find water? So he says, Shulchan Aruch said, no tovelo bracha. If you find water to wash, while you're still eating, you should wash again. But you don't make a bracha. Because, Shema Alacha Kamekilim. Because maybe the Alacha is like it was a Mako, Ukrayata, and you already yote with your washing. Ayudei, based on Masha Shich Shech Yahem, you put your hands in there, you shake it around in there, L'shem Natila, L'shem Natila, not L'shem anything else, not trying to catch a little Bernard, and that's Ches. Tes, chavis sheyesh ba mayim, manicha al birkov, v'notel mimena li yadayim. So a person can take a wad. What's a chavis? A barrel, and he can put it between his legs and wash from it. Whoa, how do you do that? We'll see. We'll see how that all works. I'm still recording here. Most of the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, here it is. Manicha abirka v'lo b'imena liyadayim v'haisa muta ba'aretz v'amayim mekalcha mimena. But if it was on the ground and water was pouring out from this barrel, v'amayim mekalcha mimena, and the water goes ahead and it gets to hang out together in one area, osho omenes v'amayim, or he's standing and the water is yotzim coming out, derech nekev shabbat, coming out of a hole, and now Sav Yadav Shalom, he puts his hand there, Lo also lo tefila, netila. The netila is not going to be good. So what's going on here? Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Ches Manicha al Birkav. What does that mean? What does it mean? He puts a barrel on his knees. That means Hainu derotza litol shnei yadav yechad. He wants to wash both hands together. Ve'in lo acher she'ito aleihem, and he doesn't have anyone to pour it on his hands. So what could he do? He could put it on his knees, okay, and wash from it. He's allowed to go ahead. He doesn't have to use his hands. What could he do? He could move his hands around, move his legs around, so the barrel moves based on his koach, and now the water will come on his hands. So every time the water comes out, he should shake the barrel with his knees, and this way, it's coming out koach gavin. This is totally lechatchila. Why? Everyone holds this is good. This is coming totally from his kochol. It might be his knees. It might be from his hands. And b'chol shvicha shvicha. Every pouring, and every dab, every one burst is coming from him, from moving the dab with his legs. Me, however, afim lohita ela pam achas betchila. Even if he only did what, hit it once with his knees in the beginning, b'di'eved kasher, b'di'eved it will be kasher. The fee mashak kazev v'chav l'kam v'misifet. Based on what we're going to see coming up in Sif Yud on Sunday, even though it's ideally what you got to do is, right, then I may have a breakup every time the water comes out, not one shot. For some reason, this will be okay if it comes out in one shot. What do you mean if it comes out in one shot? Even if it was far away? So obviously, it has to be coming from the kalach of his knees. So we'll see what Sif Yud has to say on Sunday. But now we're moving back there. Samech. Muta ba'aretz. If the barrel was on the ground, okay, Hainu Shaloa Yidei Adam, meaning it did not go from the barrel onto the hands. Elamis Miatzman is Galgala, by itself, it rolled down. Diba Akiluach Mitchila Al Yidei Hatos Adam, but if the flow originated based on what? The knocking off, like the pushing the barrel on the ground, then when it's saying here, it's not good, it's because the barrel is now on the ground and the water is just coming out of it, as opposed to if he kicked the barrel on the ground or pushed the barrel on the ground, that would be a different story. That would be kalach kavra. Or if there's a hole in the barrel and he's just coming out of that hole and now he's washing from that hole, shenase b'shvil baza, this hole is made obviously for a what? For a plug, because otherwise it would be a puzzle kli. It was made for a plug for a faucet or something like that. But not for a barza. But the barza fell into the barrel and you can't get it out or whatever. A mayim yotze, the mayim just coming out straight. After a couple of seconds, after the first time you pulled it out, it's already coming out by itself without any koach kavra. So there, lo elsa. There, it's not going to work. The tzarech, sheyavo al yadav, has to go on his hand, mikoach eze nose. It has to come from the koach of someone putting it on. But lo sheyavo alein, nor could it go on your hands. Chashiv Shapir. Oh, Dr. Shulach, excellent. Shkayach, here's Johnson Jr. Vimhaisa Barza. If there was a plug hole there, a functional one, Peyish, Tavar, Sosei, my neck, if something that will clog up the hole, Svina Belaz, plug hole Belaz. Alright, so with Barza Benekiv in the hole, the Asira, and you take it off, the keep it on Mayim Ayadav, and then the water goes on the hand. Chashiv Shapir, Kalakawa, that is Kalakawa, we discussed this earlier. Because he's pulling out the plug, or pulling in the plug, water's coming out in the first spurt, and that's coming from the cleat. The Sarek La'azira V'asira. And you have to go ahead and put it back in, and pull it back in, out tight. Plug it in, so the water comes out, then pull it out tight, so that each flow from the cleat is coming as Koach Davra. The whole Shvicha V'Shvicha, with every pouring. So here he goes, lighter, Sif, Katan, Samech Aleph. No, not Samech Aleph. Samech Gimel Chashiv Shapir. This is considered good Koach Gavra because he opened and closed the plug hole. Same thing would be if for whatever reason he would be able to touch up a faucet as a kli, then that would also be good as Koach Gavra, right? Opening it and closing it. Haven da yidei asaraso Koach Lamayim, because based on the fact that he goes in and he pulls the plug away, the water is coming. That's called kavra. The chol shvicha shvicha, and in every pouring it has to be pulled in and out. The chol shabura perish. The chol kiluach the kiluach. Every one of the pourings. The lo chashvinan bazeh. It won't be considered ba mikolchol. Ela kiluach rishon. Only the first flow from the barrel. Yalkei, therefore, sarich lachzor lasir. That's what you have to go back and take it off, plug it back up. Bechol shvicha v'shvicha, every pouring. The kasu acharim. The anota al yedei kli shemesukan al yedei barzel shekorin tarnigol. A guy who washes his hands. Okay, it was made barzel metal. It's called tarnigol. Oma shekorin krun, meaning a faucet. Okay, basically, I guess they already had faucet in the time of the Chofetz Chaim. So, lizgor v'lefdoach, you have to open and close, kama pamim, v'chol yadi yadi, yishen. V'hu dak, v'eino masbik, v'kiluach rishon, litol yad keroi. Because since not that much comes out, it's not going to be in one flow enough to do what? To wash both hands from one burst, one koach. Right? Because if you opened it and shoo, a whole huge amount of water came out over both hands, so then that would be kalach gavra. It would be totally fine. And that is the Mishnah Brurah. And we stop here the recording, or we won't stop here. You could stop here. Those that are listening could stop here. But there's some very interesting halacha lemaisa stuff that I have here in the halachic highlight overviews from the daily resource, the Mishnah Brurah from Chicago. Anyone from Chicago here? Chicago Center. He discusses what? Washing from a kli, which requires pressing a button to release the water. So the Shulchan Aruch, he says here, as we saw, discusses washing one's hands from a barrel and gives two options for effectively washing one's hands. One method is to balance the barrel between one's legs and use his legs to tip the barrel so that the water pours onto his hand. Mishnah Brurah explains that Shulchan Aruch refers to someone who wants to wash both hands at the same time, and there is no one else to assist him. Magen Avraham writes that he should tip the barrel separately each time he pours it on his hands. However, the evidence of one tip the barrel once and wash both his hands in the stream that continuously poured from that barrel, the one, as we'll see coming up, is also affected. The second method involves a barrel that has a hole in the side that is plugged with a plug hole. In that case, it is acceptable for one to remove the plug hole so the water pours out of the hole, and this is considered as though the water was propelled by human force. Before washing one's other hand, it's necessary to replace the plug and then remove it again so that a new stream will pour on one second hand. The reason he must replace and remove again the plug hole for each hand separately is that only the first stream, as we said, is considered to have been propelled by human force, kalach gavra, but the rest of the water is flowing on its own. Eliyahu Rabba, great Achron, writes that a kli that has a hole that has in it a peg, and when one wants to remove water, one presses the peg to allow the water to stream out, is better than the case discussed by Shulchan Aruch, and one is not required to press and release the button for each hand. The reason is that in this case, the water continues to flow only because the person continues to press the button. And if you were to stop pressing the button, the water would stop coming out. Thus, it is considered as though, be finished, hear this? Thus, it is considered as though all the water is being propelled by human force, and you do not have to release the button for each hand. So if you have a button that one of these like things that you press, right, and the water just keeps coming out, or let's say you have like a water fountain, where it's the only reason why the water is coming out because your finger is on the... Okay, so assuming that's a kli, which is a big assumption, it would be okay because the fact that your finger's on there, your thumb is on there the whole time, that makes it kalach gavra. One other important, smooth halacha highlights is washing, something else we discussed today, washing from a pump. Shulchan Aruch discussed, if you remember, the possibility of washing one's hands in a pipe into which water is poured. In the event of the bucket that one uses to draw water and pour into the pipe has a hole in it, the size, as we said, remember the size of a what? Of an adash, from a lentil. That allows a visible stream of water to pour out of the bucket. Then one can immerse his hands in the water in the pipe. The reason this is effective is the stream that pours out of the bucket back into the river connects the water in the pipe with the river and is considered as though one immerses his hands in the river. Although this type of connection is not effective when a person, as we saw, is obligated to go to the mikvah like a woman for nida, it is effective for tevilas yadayim for the suda. Shulchan Aruch then notes that there are paiskim, as we saw, who reject this
shita, and even for hand washing, this water streaming out of the hole in the bucket does not create a connection in immersing one's hands in the water, and the pipe is ineffective. Mishnah Brura, as we saw in Sifkan Mamzayan, cites later Paskim, that one should not wash his hands from a pump, since the pump is not a kli. One may, however, put his hands near the ground and immerses in the water that pours on the ground as the water is pumped out. Poskim note that Mishnah Brura's discussion relates to the pumps in earlier times, where the water that came out of the pump was never captured in a utensil along the way to the pump, and it drew an uninterrupted stream from the underground spring. Water that comes out of pumps nowadays goes through many filters, and along the way is captured in various kalim that render the water she'uvim. Not only that, the water is not considered directly to an underground, is not connected directly to an underground source of water, but it be considered as though the water that pours out is connected to the underground spring.